Hello, I'm Millie Smith, and this is The Only Way is Reading, Essex Libraries podcast, where we talk about everything to do with reading, books, libraries, and of course, generally about Essex. Today, we're here to talk about everything we offer families and children at our libraries. I'm joined by Jo Powell, our literacy lead at Essex Libraries, and Zoe Mallett, our curriculum lead at ACL Family and Learning. We're going to be talking about all things families, how we support parents, how we help children to learn to read, and our fun and educational activities and events that we offer term time and throughout the holiday season. We're also going to be talking about how our partnership with ACL helps make the most of the events that we offer. Zoe, can you tell me a little bit about what you've been working on recently?
So over the past 18 months, I would say, Jo, we've been working very closely together. We go into libraries to support library staff and the local parents and children, and actually a lot of grandparents as well. So a lot of grandparents are looking after the children. So we're offering things, anything from helping them start primary school, supporting them with literacy, making story sacks, supporting them with their numeracy, with number sacks, and also homework clubs. You know, homework's tough. So, you know, if you're a parent or even a grandparent, something like phonics, they didn't cover that. They don't know what phonics is. And I have a lot of grandparents that are in that position. So by coming along to homework club, they get some food as well. So I think that's really important when a child finishes school, they're hungry, they need to eat. So that's part of the homework club. And then the tutor will help the parents or grandparents with the homework to support the child. It's been working really well, particularly in Harlow. It's something that we're looking to roll out to other libraries within Essex. And I came along to do the Read Under a Tree with you, which was an amazing day. Hot, busy, so many parents turned up, free. So obviously libraries were doing stories. We were making bookmarks with the children, so they had something to take home and remember from their day as well.
Very nice. Didn't you have the Read Under a Tree bag as well? Or the Count With Me Under a Tree bag?
Yeah, Read and Count With Me Under a Tree book bags.
That's it, yes.
Yes, well, you can actually borrow those from some of the country parks, or you can even borrow them from some libraries as well. So you can take them away with you into your own local park or beach.
Very cool. And you can have a little picnic and read a book.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So at Essex Libraries, we also offer families and, well, parents mainly, a lot of support during half terms and holidays. So is there anything you'd like to talk about in terms of what you guys have been up to during the summer holidays and what support we've offered families?
Well, we've done lots of different projects together over the summer. We've had homework clubs. ACL joined us going to the country parks with Read and Count With Me Under a Tree. We've had lots of different story sack sessions running in libraries.
Number sacks as well, so we do a lot around numbers, as it's the year of numbers. So basically just getting parents to understand what the children are learning in school and how they can support them at home.
With homework and helping them understand, I guess, if a child is struggling with something at school, they can always come home and it might be easier to hear it from their parent, I guess, as well.
Well, and it's good for parents as well to know what their children are doing in school so that they can help at home. Because often I think, I found this as a teacher, is that parents always want to help, but they don't understand what's going on in schools and think of it as a very kind of foreign thing. And it's actually once they realise, now actually just looking at numbers on houses as you're walking with your child is actually a really important skill. And I think where ACL and libraries are so good working together, ACL have got the tutors with all the knowledge and we've got the spaces and we're in that very open space that people feel quite comfortable coming into, where some people do feel really a bit challenged going into like an ACL centre. It can be quite daunting.
Whereas if they've been to the libraries before, it's a familiar place.
Exactly.
It's calming and I think it's quite homey in some of the areas.
It is.
The areas especially. Nice sofa you can sit on and a beanbag.
And that's it. You have lots of families going into libraries for things like rhyme time, which they've always done. But then if there's an ACL tutor there as well saying, did you know we also have this on offer? Parents might not have realised that was there. So I think our closely working together has been really beneficial for both libraries and ACL and the families who visit us.
just a big general, like, here's how we can help you in Essex. Here's how we can help support you in half terms, school holidays. And because obviously some parents struggle with childcare, I think some of these are a great, it's even if it's just, I'm going to a rhyme time, but my child is okay on their own. I'm going to sit nearby them and just have a bit of like calm and relaxing. I guess if you can, if that's what a rhyme time offer you, but it's a nice space to calm, isn't it?
Yeah, and for other parents to talk to other parents.
Yeah, socialize.
It can be quite isolating for young parents, particularly if their friends haven't got children and it's a new experience for them. So yeah, having that social aspect for the parents as well as the children.
Yeah, definitely. And I agree with that. I can imagine, especially if it's your first child, not knowing, like, I don't know, what clubs to take them to or what benefits them in that age. Because obviously when they're, I don't know, from 0 to 2, it's such a critical point in their development.
Yeah.
And I can imagine as a parent feeling quite overwhelmed and being like, well, I see all my friends taking their children to this stuff. Why should I be taking my child? And I guess Essex Libraries offers these as a way. I don't think that's scary to come to either. I think it's quite calm and friendly, the ones I went to anyway, and I didn't even have a child. I was just sat in the corner singing along on my own. So,
but I think anybody can attend, and I think actually you'd probably agree that it's not always for first time parents either. If you've got big age gaps between your children, like phonics is so that wasn't taught when I was at school at all. And my oldest son has always been unnaturally good at spelling. I never had to help him with that, but my youngest really did, and I'd never really come across phonics before.
I wish I had it at school, because when I was a teaching assistant, I learned it at school, not when I went to school as a child, but it would have helped me with my dyslexia, because I spell how things sound. So actually phonics actually helps with that, but also teaches you that sometimes it's not actually how it is.
English is tough. It is there's a really funny poem about the English language where it's got all the same spellings, but you know when you read it that it's supposed to sound different. It's really complex, but that's where I think a lot of the series that we have, so our Actifons books for the younger kind of readers, but then moving on to our Book Life readers, and there are parent guides about how to support your children with their reading, and if they've got issues such as dyslexia or general literacy difficulties, there's a lot of support there if you know where to look.
I was going to say, I guess anyone listening to this who isn't aware of it will now be aware that actually the libraries offer so much for families. It's just like you were saying, the right place to look for it, and looking at our socials, I guess, as well, to see what's being offered at your library. But I guess if you didn't have social media, you wouldn't really be aware of it, so definitely something that's good to promote and make families aware of what we can offer.
Yeah.
A little bit about phonics. We offer a wide variety of books on phonics in our literacy areas. Jo, as your literacy lead, could you tell us a little bit about our literacy areas and what they offer?
Yes, so all of our libraries have literacy areas, and they're really easy to spot. They've got a big sign that kind of says everybody's literacy area, because it is for everybody. So whether you're a parent who's trying to support your child with their first kind of words and learning to read, we've got books such as Actifons or Book Life readers. And what they do is they're levelled in a way that kind of follows what they do at school. So the first sounds they learn at school are the first few books of the series, and you can kind of follow along. And what's really nice with these books, which is why they're so popular, is they've got activities in them as well. So you can go onto the Actifons website. There's songs on there that you can do based
on
the
character. Very engaging.
Yeah, it's really engaging on lots of different levels. And in our literacy areas as well, we've also got activity sheets. So if you don't have access to computers or things at home, what you can do is you can come and have a look at the books we've got, and then take some of the activities that we're providing and either sit on our lovely comfortable sofas and do it there, or take it home with you to do it another time.
Very nice. So it's engaging, and also you can take it away with you to home experience, basically.
Yeah, so you've got support for the very young children in the literacy areas, but then working your way up, we've also got books from Barrington Stoke series, which are aimed more at young adults. It actually says on the spine, you can look on the barcode to see the reading age that the child is at. So it might be that someone who struggles with reading has a reading age of a 9-year-old, but they're actually 13 years old. So it has an interest level age on there as well. So it's not a book that might be considered babyish by a young person, but it's at a level that they can access, which is really nice.
So it's definitely an area where all ages can access, like you were saying.
Definitely.
So a teenager could go there and not feel like they were reading babyish books. It's a wide variety of everything for everyone.
Exactly. And even up to adults. We've got a series of books called Penguin Readers, which if you're learning an additional language, then they're really good to use because, again, they're leveled. The lower end of the book have bigger pictures, fewer words. They've got a glossary at the back, things to be thinking about to kind of aid your comprehension. And again, you work your way up through the levels. And then finally, we've got the quick read books as well. So you might be an adult who doesn't really have time to read or isn't, who's maybe put off by reading a really big book. And this is where actually I work with a lot of the ACL students who are working with ACL. Encourage them to come and read a quick read book because it's that bit shorter, might only be four chapters long.
But you still feel accomplished as well.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And it's by a proper author, not an unpublished author before, someone you've never heard of. It'll be people you recognise.
Very nice. A little bit about phonics. Mm-hmm. We offer, you know, if the parents are reading as well, then they're modelling to the children that actually, you know, amount of times in schools, kids say, my parents, my mum can't read. They never see him read. They don't think they ever read because they don't see him with a book.
There's actually a statistic that I read this morning. The National Literacy Trust have just published a new report saying that less than 50% of children aged 8 to 18 are now saying that they read for pleasure in 2022-23. So it's something like 48%, 44% of people said that they enjoy reading, which is really shocking.
Sad.
And it's lots of different factors. But I do think you're right, modelling reading is so important, even if it's just a couple of pages of everybody reading something. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be a book. It could be a magazine article.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Could be cooking dinner, couldn't it? Can you read that?
Yeah.
With instruction to me.
The back of a packet, even.
Yeah.
With Year of Numbers at the moment, there's a lot of focus on numbers and looking at the backs of cereal packets and things like that.
Cool.
Looking at the amount of grams of sugar, for example, or fibre. That's all skills.
Or even like, can you tell me how long I need to cook that rice for?
Exactly, exactly.
Little things that parents can do
with
their children, and the children don't realise it's actually learning because it doesn't seem like it, but it's all engaging. Like, I was on the train today and I had a little kid sat behind me and he was counting every tree. So one tree, two tree, three tree. And I was like, this is lovely.
Journey.
But this is like an hour and a half. Well, there's about 60 trees now. I don't think he got up to 60. I think he started again.
Oh.
But his mum was going, well done. And he doesn't think it's learning, but it is. Because he's having fun whilst doing it.
Yeah.
Lego and libraries. Can you tell us a little bit about it and what benefits it brings children and families in the libraries?
So Lego in Libraries is our own spin of a Lego education project that does run in other local authorities as well. But the idea is it's for age 6 to 11 year olds for the chance to not only play with Lego and kind of develop their comprehension skills and following instructions and that kind of thing, but also it's got an added element of computer coding. So if you were building something like a car, it might need a light on the front of it and you can program the light to go on different colours. There's a motor on there. There is a light sensitive camera. So if you put a certain color brick in front of it, something will happen. It could be a noise or different lights. It is a really exciting program.
Very good. I feel like Lego's advanced since I was a child.
Yes. Well, essentially, it's a lot of basic things with it as well.
Yeah.
So showing it to staff, a lot of them were quite worried because they said, I don't know how to code. I can't do this. But actually, once you get going, because it's a fun thing to do, you just kind of learn without realising it. We were even at a school recently and the children said, it's so great that we're not in class and learning. Okay, well, actually, you are learning.
Yeah.
You've learnt teamwork. You've learnt problem solving.
They don't realise it, do they?
Exactly. So it's a really fun opportunity for a lot of children to take part in with a resource that they wouldn't necessarily have at home.
Very cool. That sounds great. I think playing with Lego even as adults, so like the staff, like you were saying, and volunteers that work alongside it, it's great. Like, you wouldn't turn a chance down to play with Lego.
Exactly.
Well, lots of staff haven't turned down the chance to play with Lego because we're offering it out to council staff as part of our Learn Fest in November.
Oh, very cool.
So they'll have lots of opportunity for adults to come and play with it.
So will they get training for holding the sessions, or will it just be...
They'll just get to come and play with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so come and play and then actually see if it's something that their own children would like to do in one of our libraries.
Very cool.
I think it's really good because obviously Lego's expensive.
These sets, I won't say how much they are, but they're quite a lot. You can buy them as an individual, but it is quite a lot of money. So having that benefit of borrowing it and having somebody look after it instead of you being responsible.
You don't end up standing on the pieces at home.
Yes. I did drop a box coming into the school. It went all over the car.
Oh, no.
But a very nice caretaker came and helped me.
Did you get all the pieces?
I did, along with a few bits of gravel and things. Okay, it was all right. I didn't panic.
Like any normal home Lego box filled with a random collection of stuff.
Exactly. No, it was all fine.
Good.
So, as part of our Lego and Libraries offer, we're also now asking people to come and help volunteer to run the sessions. We're looking at not only just general literacy volunteers, that can be anybody, we're also looking for Duke of Edinburgh volunteers so it can take part, be part of their Duke of Edinburgh volunteer experience.
Oh, wow. So they just come in and help host the sessions, or do they get training, I guess, in how to host them?
So they'll need to apply. There's an online Teams meeting on the 19th of October, which they can come along to and ask any questions that they have. But they'll get training, they'll get weekly support, and then they'll get the chance to run their own sessions, develop their own coding skills a bit, but also engage with young people.
Very nice. Well, we prioritise education and learning even in our events and our clubs. For example, we have regular story times and rhyme times, and the clubs we do, such as creative writing and code clubs. In half term, we make sure we have lots for parents and children to do. We have our challenges, such as the summer reading challenge and the up and coming winter reading challenge. We also did our first ever Ready, Steady, Go to School challenge and author events throughout the half term and holidays. We also love Christmas at Essex Libraries, and here with me today is Megan Crisp, and we're going to be talking about all that is coming up this Christmas. Hello.
Hello, Millie.
Can you tell us a little something about what we're up to this Christmas?
Yes. So last year we had the very successful initial run through of the Santa Bus. So this only ran in Chelmsford and Braintree, and it was a great way for us to get a bit of an idea of how it's going to work. And we know it's going to be a great addition to a lot of people and a lot of homes this winter. So this is where we're going to take our mobile library out to static libraries, park outside so we can offer more private and more chilled out Santa visits, as well as having free crafts, refreshments, and loads of information for parents as well in the library.
Very nice, so very Christmassy.
Always.
So what benefits would you say it would bring families in the festive period?
I think especially with cost of living, it's really important to make sure that we as a library and as a service are doing as much as we can to support our local community. So offering this free event is a great way to bring people together and to give you something nice, fun and festive to do. As well as that, for parents, there are great opportunities to talk to people from the Essex Wellbeing Service, to sign your child up for the Winter Reading Challenge and learn more about that, as well as just getting generally more information on how parents and children can be supported via the library or other Essex Council services.
Do they have to book on to get onto the Santa Bus?
Yes, so we will have bookings for Santa visits, but if anyone can see the event listing and thinks they'd just like to come along for a free cup of tea and a cake, or would like to come along just to take part in the refreshments, they are more than welcome to. And all that information on booking will be coming out on our social media as soon as we are ready to go.
Very exciting. Is it bad that it's only October and I'm very excited for Christmas?
Oh, I am so excited for Christmas. I've actually got my first lot of presents done.
Already?
Already.
Wow. Yeah, someone in my team said, I think it was last paycheck. She was like, I'm going Christmas shopping.
Yeah, you've got to do it.
Thank you, Megan, very much for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you.
And thank you again for our other guests, Zoe and Joe, for coming to talk to us. This is The Only Way is Reading, and we hope you've enjoyed listening.
Bye.